Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. I hope everyone had a chance to get outside this past week as we have been experiencing some mild weather for this first week in December. Here are a few tips to be safe and healthy during the upcoming holiday season. Wash your hands often to help prevent the spread of germs. It's flu season. Wash your hands with soap, clean running water for at least 20 seconds. Eat healthy and stay active. Eat fruits and vegetables with packed nutrients and help lower the risk of certain diseases. Limit your portion size and in foods that are high in fat, salt, and sugar. Also be active for at least 2.5 hours a week and help kids and teens be active for at least an hour a day. In my farming news, with the increased prices and decreased availability of herbicides, weed management practices will be changing for some producers, and this may force some farmers into finding alternate ways of managing weeds in their fields. Producers have some tough decisions to make this winter as they think about how they're going to manage things coming into the spring. Farmers can do their best by optimizing planting dates, optimizing seeding rates, seeding depth, and fertility may also help give the crop a competitive edge over weeds. Non-chemical weed management practices can come into play this next growing season. In my extension news, we have three exciting programs starting in January that will sure to spark some interest by a lot of our community members. And their signups are coming this month. Risk Management Skills for Kansas Women in Agriculture will be launching a 2022 workshop right here at the Extension office in McPherson. This workshop, geared for both women and men in production agriculture, will teach principles of determining cost of production, developing a marketing plan, purchasing crop insurance, and participating in farm programs. Participants will work with a case farm study to apply these topics to a real-world farming operation. The goal is for you to acquire risk management skills that you can apply directly to your own farming operation. All sessions will begin with a dinner at 5:30 and conclude at 8:30. A $50 registration fee will cover all meals and all program materials, and we need to be registered by December 31st. Call the Extension office to see how to get that done. K-State Research and Extension will also be hosting a calving school, and it will be Thursday, January 13th, 2022. The night will start off with a Kansas City steak dinner, which costs $10 at 6 p.m., followed by Dr. A.J. Tarpoff highlighting the calving process. Cattlemen from all around the area will meet at the McPherson County 4-H building, 710 West Woodside, here in McPherson. Again, call the Extension office to RSVP. And lastly, the McPherson County Master Gardeners and Friends are really excited to announce their spring programs for the McPherson County residents. The horticulture programs will be held at the McPherson County Extension office starting at 7 p.m. No RSVP is required for this programming. The dates for this year's meeting are Thursday, January 27th, talking about trees, pruning and trimming, and when the correct time and proper technique. Thursday, February 24th, Katie Schmidt from Heston's Dick Arboretum will talk about bee motels. Thursday, March 24th, we have two speakers that will be presenting innovative ways of gardening. And our last one will be Thursday, April 28th, on landscaping. The Extension office here in McPherson has lots of ag and community information covering many topics. In ag, we have information detailing topics of trees, lawns, gardens, pests, livestock, forage, and crop production, along with everything in between. Besides having materials and study guides with up-to-date research-based information, we have radon kits and water sample kits. We also provide soil sampling tools and hay probes that can be checked out to help the homeowners and producers obtain quality samples from their garden or fields. Many community members don't want to purchase these items that can be very expensive and can be easily misplaced or broken, and we have them here at the office for you to use, and all we require is your name and phone number when checking them out. Most of our visitors that come to the office have taken some form of extension information back to their home or business to help with their individual situations. Please continue to stop or call with any of your day-to-day questions for the extension office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish you a safe and fabulous Friday.